I want to take time to go through a case study with you right now. A young mother, who we'll call Jennifer, and that's obviously not her real name, came to my office recently, and she started a conversation with the following. My 3-year-old daughter will be starting junior kindergarten next September, and I would like to make sure that she has a good start. Can you help me? Well, I want to share my response that I gave Jennifer with other parents who may be facing similar concerns with their own sons or daughters. Even though school is coming to a close at the end of June, we find that an awful lot of parents who have children who are going to be starting at the junior kindergarten or kindergarten level face the same concerns that Jennifer had with her daughter. Everybody wants to give their children the best start that they possibly can. They want to help them in any way to have a good first couple of years of school so that they carry forward with their enthusiasm and develop the skills that are necessary in order to be successful. Well, my advice to Jennifer can be summed up in a single word. And it's the same advice I would give to anybody who has a child who's starting out or has a child at any grade level and wants to give them some assistance in getting ahead. And that advice is read. Yes, Jennifer, that's what you can do to help make sure that your child has a good start in junior kindergarten. Read. Start by buying as many books as you can for your daughter, especially books that are about subjects in which she's interested. My own granddaughters, for example, are interested in princess stories, so I'm starting to buy up every book I can find that's geared to preschool children on princesses and fairies. I'd suggest you do the same for your daughter. It won't come as much of a surprise to most of us in the education field. But there are now studies done that confirm the fact that North American youth in Canada and the United States are spending far less time reading for fun in their free time than the previous generation. Experts may differ on what must be done to encourage reading and to instill more positive reading habits among young people, but they all agree that this decline in the love of reading by our young people will have a serious effect not only on their academic performance and career prospects, but will also present challenges to them as they attempt to take their place in society. Education Week newspaper published a report released by the National Endowment for the Arts, a United States-based organization, which indicated that increased use of electronic media is the greatest cause of the decline in reading for pleasure among young people. The report also stated that the efforts of school systems to improve functional reading skills in curriculum subject areas among young students is not resulting in a lifelong love of reading. And this is leading not only to less time reading for enjoyment, but also to the loss of reading comprehension skills. The study found that less than 25% of all 17-year-olds read every day for fun. Less than 25%, one out of every four 17-year-olds, read for fun. And young people between the ages of 15 and 24 read an average of 10 minutes or less per day on articles and books that are not required for reading for school or work. This age group prefers to watch television, listen to music, or spend time on the internet or cell phone. The report also found that there's a strong correlation between reading for fun and success in school and the workplace. The more time people spend reading for enjoyment, the more successful they are in school and in their careers. People who read outside of school or work volunteer at twice the rate of those who don't. They are 3 times more likely to participate in the arts. They earn higher wages. They are twice as likely to exercise. They vote at 1.5 times the level of people who don't read. Those are statistics that come from the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. These are statistics that they gathered when they were doing their study. Among people who read, there is not merely a cultural transformation going on, but the habit of reading does seem to awaken something in the individual. Profound results of this study. In another study of 36,000 school children from the United States, Canada, and Great Britain, all three countries, it was found that the most important predictors of academic success of children by the junior grades are the early reading and math skills that these children bring with them to junior or senior kindergarten. Well, that's scary. In three different countries, United States, Canada, and Great Britain, 36,000 school children studied. The most important predictor of academic success of children by the junior grades. So the most important predictor of children who are starting out at the junior and senior kindergarten level, of them having academic success by the time they get to grade 4, 5, and 6, the most important predictors are the early reading and math skills that they bring with them to junior and senior kindergarten. These are skills that they're developing at home before they come to school. So Jennifer, and for all other parents out there, if you can instill a love of reading in your daughter or your son before they enter junior kindergarten, that's a love of reading. There's a very good chance that that passion will stay with your child for the rest of their life. Your child will likely retain a positive attitude towards school simply because your child has a better than average chance of being successful as a result of that love of reading. So if you want to ensure success, you want to ensure your child's going to have success, start reading to them, get them to love reading, and get them to love reading for pleasure as often as you can. Listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM, I'm Bob Kerwin.